So if you have strong kidney energy, you are not really very likely to get any hot flashes. You need to clear the heat in a different way, a way that we can control, rather than leaving the body to just do it that way, which is going to be randomised, because the body will just do it when it needs to do it. And as you're rubbing them, just imagine all this gorgeous positive energy is kind of coming down from the sky above, coming down through the crown of your head, coming down into your heart and down through your arms, and you're rubbing it into your hands. And then literally like a couple of life support machines go zhung onto your kidneys, okay? They're just at the bottom of the ribs. Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today I'm going to talk to you about hot flush, baby. We're going to do a bit about hot flushing because it's very common amongst leaders of a certain age. Not to mention, actually, many people, actually, it's not just ladies of a certain age. So hot flush is obviously a dominant symptom of the menopause, and that's normally when it comes into its power. So why is it happening? Well, in Chinese medicine, the reason that we get these hot flushes is immediately indicating to us Chinese doctors kidney deficiency, because the minute the kidneys weaken, they are unable to support the water function of the body. Okay, so there's a relationship in the body between fire and water. So fire being the sort of the heat and water being the cooling agent. And because the kidneys are responsible for water, if the kidneys start to weaken, there's just not very much water fluid in the tank. So if the body is then carrying on like burning, running around, doing all the things it's got to do, which is called modern living, the water's simply not strong enough to keep that relationship intact. So then what happens is basically you get these kind of whooshes of energy where basically the hot energy kind of comes flying up through the body and you get these hot flushes, because basically it's the only way of the body to release itself of this heat, because the balance that would be there naturally, which keeps it all in check in the first place, isn't there. So if you have strong kidney energy, you are not really very likely to get any hot flashes. So the minute you have weak kidney energy, those flushes will start to appear. I keep translating myself between a flash and a flush. I think it's because I'm sort of thinking, I wonder if there's any American ladies listening to this. If you're an American lady, you'll call this a flash. And if you're British, you'll call it a flush. And I'm orbiting between the two. Anyway, so the point is that in order to rectify this problem, there's two things we need to do. One, we need to strengthen the kidneys. And two, we need to clear the heat in a different way, a way that we can control rather than leaving the body to just do it that way, which is going to be randomised, because the body will just do it when it needs to do it. Whereas if you get ahead of the problem, you can actually get, you can clear the problem out in the first place. So what do we do? Well, the first thing is we need to just focus our attention on our kidneys. Now, there is a free kidney fact sheet on my website, which will give you chapter and verse on all the things that you can do to strengthen your kidneys. But one of the most important things that you can do is give them some attention. Now, giving organs attention is actually really nice, because we all like attention, because where the attention goes, the energy flows. And according to Chinese medicine, energy dictates blood flow, and blood flow in turn nourishes energy. So the minute you're paying attention to something, you're creating a positive state of healing. So one of the first things that I recommend you do is just rub your hands together really hard, 36 times. I've now lost count, but you count. So I'll just make it up. Okay. So you're going to rub them really hard. And as you're rubbing them, just imagine all this gorgeous positive energy is kind of coming down from the sky above, coming down through the crown of your head, coming down into your heart and down through your arms. And you're rubbing it into your hands. And then literally like a couple of life support machines go zhung onto your kidneys. Okay. They're just at the bottom of the ribs, just sort of where the ribs meet the lower back. Just there. Zhung like that. Zhung like that. So if you're one of the millions of women out there who are suffering with menopausal symptoms such as hot flushes or night sweats or brain fog, and you're either resistant to HRT or you don't want to take HRT or you can't take HRT, then this is a supplement which I'm really proud to talk to you about, which is called MenoFriend by Dr. Vegan. In this study, an impressive 89% of women experienced significant relief after using MenoFriend. This award-winning natural formula combines clinically tested phytoestrogen botanicals and minerals to provide relief from menopause symptoms. There are 40,000 women who are taking this amazing product, so it really has been tested and it really, really works. Now, as well as that, it also comes in a very nice home compostable biodegradable packaging. What's also exciting about this product is that if you use Brindle 25 at the till point, you will receive 25% off your first order. Now, just smile into your kidneys. Ah, just take a few deep breaths, just slowly. And just feel the energy flow. Just imagine it. When you start these attention exercises, you're unlikely to feel anything. But this is where you fake it to make it, because you just allow yourself to pretend. Just pretend that this lovely, rich energy frequency is coming down through the hands into the kidneys themselves. Now, if you're getting the hang of that, the little advancement for that one is imagine that there's a straw in each nostril. And as you next breathe in, imagine that that straw is going straight to the kidney on the same side. Okay, so you're breathing into the kidneys, and as the lovely energy is coming through your hands, feel the breath going in through these straws all the way into the kidneys. And imagine the kidneys fattening up with this breath. So imagine them expanding like a sponge. And imagine them full. Imagine them really young and vital and unctuous and strong and gorgeous. Okay, full of love and energy frequency, full of wisdom, full of gorgeous energy strength. And then release. And just imagine them releasing any negative frequencies, like sort of black sort of smoke coming out, like a dragon coming out through your nostrils. And then breathe back in again. And feel that gorgeous energy frequency. And if you're feeling that the energy from the hands is weakening, just strengthen it back up 36 times. Don't worry if you lose count, just whack them back on. And start to create a really beautiful sensation of kidney strength by just being your own little one-man band of energy chi, okay? Because this is all about working with universal source frequency in the atmosphere around you and in your imagination. Because imagination and awareness controls the beginning of healing in the body. So that's the easiest way to do it. Now, when it comes to the actual heat itself, we need to clear it. And there is no better way to clear heat in the body than gua sha. Now, gua sha can be done with many different implements. And there's loads of them available to buy. But a free one, cheap, is a Chinese soup spoon. They're about 20 pence. And if you don't have one of these kicking around at home, because lots of people weirdly do, but lots of people don't, is use a jam jar lid. Okay, make sure you've cleaned it, but jam jar lids do the trick. Put some oil on your chest, because normally the hot flushes are coming up into kind of this area of the body. Never gua sha the throat, and then take the rounded edge of the spoon or the jam jar lid and press stroke across the body, like so, all the way across. Okay, and ideally take it down the inside of the arms with the direction of the middle finger. Okay, you want the middle finger and the fourth finger is the direction you want to be going in, like that, down the inside of the arms, jing, 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 like that, all the way down. You may well find it will come up red. That's okay. If you're not comfortable with the red, stop and just let the red go down completely and do it again. But I would really recommend, if you're suffering from hot flashes / flushes, that you want to do this gua sha every single night before bed. If you've got some red from the day before, do a different area, because you've clearly got too much heat in the system and we need to clear it out. And that is my simplest way. There are some other products which are particularly good for strengthening the kidneys. Wild yam root cream is a really, really useful one to take. I used to use that myself. Magnesium butter on my feet I found very helpful. And all of the information that I share with you on the kidney fact sheet. And also there is a free menopause fact sheet as well, specifically for the menopause. But hopefully that is a useful little way to deal with the very nasty hot flushes. And do please let me know if I can be of more support. Don't forget to rate and review this on Apple Podcasts. And please follow me on Spotify and leave any comments or any questions on TikTok, Instagram or YouTube.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.